Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. Again, he is talking about the need for us to choose to engage lovingly in every situation. Openness is the key to growth. Humanity's arduous journey home to reality is almost done as the energies that are assisting you approach their peak intensity. They will then move you onwards into an energy realm that will sustain you in a totally new and inspiring way. You have been in the process of preparing to integrate with this new, to you, realm for the last several decades, and a part of that preparation has been to encourage and to enable an enormous increase in your awareness of the interconnectedness, in fact, the oneness of all that exists. Your modern scientific research has been responsible for a vast expansion of knowledge that has led to a much-needed collective decision to question and then reassess many of the premises on which all your belief systems are based: religious, political, sociological, psychological, educational, medical, and even scientific, and bring about essential changes to them and to the way in which the knowledge they offer is interpreted. Knowledge is a vast field of information to which, as humans, you have only very limited access. The main reason for this has been because, as divinely created immortal beings, you are endowed with boundless knowledge. But in your present state of severely limited conscious intelligent awareness, to allow yourselves full access to that knowledge could lead you to engage in activities that could, and probably would, cause even more devastation and cataclysmic damage to Gaia than you have managed to achieve so far. And that would be in the best interests of no one at all. So, to evolve spiritually, as is humanity's collective intent, and to become once more the guardians of the planet, your reason for being present on Gaia at this point in her evolutionary cycle, it is essential that you let go of your egoic and arrogant need to be in control of the energies that guide the planet and your own development, and also your emotionally misguided beliefs that you are the wisest and most intelligent beings ever to have existed anywhere within the known universe. Obviously, not every human believes this. Nevertheless, arrogance is a common defensive behavior reaction that many resort to when they sense that the belief systems with which they identify are under attack or are in danger of being superseded. Humanity is evolving spiritually from a state of unquestioning acceptance of what their culture tells them is the truth to a level where so-called truths on the human stage are questioned and investigated. This is an essential step in your awakening process. When discernment sets in, anything of value can be retained while discarding any nonsensical dogma that has become attached to these philosophies over the ages, but which still demands unconditional doctrinal adherence, even though they have become manifestly corrupted and misinterpreted. Openness is the key to growth, to evolution, because that encourages people to investigate premises that have been taken for granted and to reevaluate them in the light of new knowledge. You are in the process of opening your hearts to the divine field of love surrounding you, and as you do so, that love engages with you and helps you to see more clearly the ingrained beliefs and fears which have ruled you for so long. This growing awareness of your limitations is a great step forwards because it allows you to look beyond them to see if they truly are limitations or if they are just convenient defenses that you established in order to avoid facing your fear by venturing into the unknown. The boundaries of your present environment have long outgrown their usefulness, and it is time for you to move beyond them. The love enveloping you and encouraging you to share and extend it is assisting you in this. Every time you allow love to guide your thoughts, words, or actions, you get uplifting feedback in the form of sensations of peace, of satisfaction, because love knows itself as one and therefore recognizes itself in everyone with whom you interact, and it shares that knowledge with you as feelings of the appropriateness of your engagement. A loving presence brings peace and the possibility of fruitful engagement to any situation, as many of you are discovering. Awareness of this is spreading rapidly because so many are choosing daily to engage lovingly instead of fearfully, and then are mightily emboldened by the results they experience. All the great teachers, mentors, and mystics who chose an earth life as humans in order to wander among you and share their knowledge and wisdom have told you that love is the key. Love is joyful, accepting, enthusiastic, comforting, and inspiring, as divinely intended. When you make love your constant companion, you can deal with any situation in which you find yourselves. When you are suffering or in pain, accepting and sharing love lightens your burdens and those of the ones with whom you are in contact or even in conflict. It is the opposite of defensiveness and withdrawal, which focus on the unreality of separation and which are then used as an excuse for remaining uninvolved or withholding compassion, thus further emphasizing that sense of separation which has been dividing humanity against itself for eons. Love is flooding the environment in which humanity is presently experiencing life. Engage with it wholeheartedly and reap the rewards that it offers you in every moment. Do not wait until tomorrow, until you feel better, until someone who has offended you apologizes, because if you do that, you will just continue to wait and joy will elude you. Be loving now. It is very easy because it is your nature. Just choose to engage only lovingly, because that is to choose joy. Your loving brother, Jesus.